Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
New York City, New York.
Kippy and Uncle Hank are coming home to roost, baby. October 27th, Helium Comedy Club, Philly, Pennsylvania. Come and see us.
And then for the New York Comedy Festival, we're going to be at Gotham Comedy Club on November 9th. These shows are going to sell out. Get your tickies.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
It's a little show. We sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grow up to be classy or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. She's out in the backyard enjoying the fall weather. She's burning some leaves, which her boyfriend's actually cooking some ice in the garage. And she said it keeps the police dogs off the trail. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He's the CEO of Are You Garbage? International businessman, influencer. He's got a lot. He wears a lot of hats.
Yeah.
Cover up his bald head.
Okay.
I have a new nickname for you.
Oh, God.
Well, first you were Kevin Ryan, Kevin James Ryan.
Sure.
Then you became Kippy. Mm-hmm. I think now with your meteoric rise, you're behind the scenes, you engineered this whole thing. I think you're a thing now.
Okay.
And I'm going with
the thing.
I ready? I'm going with KJ.
No.
Do we like it? KJ.
Hey man, this has been fun. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, no.
Give it up for KJ, everybody.
T-Bone cut that in post.
What?
What's up, everybody? Happy to be here. There will be no referencing of KJ moving forward. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. And as you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
True the fucking roof, baby. And then was there... There was one more thing we had to plug.
God, I want to get some holy water in the studio.
Is
for
that...
For the Contis and the Yams.
It's not Pornhub. What? Patreon.com/RUGarbage, the greatest website in all the land. Sign up, get a bunch of bonus content. We got the golf outing just went up there. The AYG Invitational.
Yes, sir. A lot of bonus material on there. 70 hours is what I'm told.
More than that.
That's a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A long one.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Gang, how about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man, makes us all look good. T-Bone McMuffin. You know Toby McMullen?
Never heard McMullen. Never
What's
heard
up,
of him.
Dudes?
What up, T-Bone?
Dude, I'm stoked. This is like when your teacher rolls in the combination DVD, VHS player in class.
We got a real laser disc over here. This kid was hot for about 9 months.
I'd rather watch two dung beetles fucking.
Go back and play with the Bunsen burner. This thing stinks.
Gang, we're kidding, of course, because we couldn't be more excited to have our incredibly, and I mean incredibly special guest, back again with us today. Mm-hmm. He's like a 5'6" timer. He's officially, I've been thinking about it, part of the family. You are a cousin.
Yeah.
Woo!
You are officially a cousin of the show.
Yes.
No monetary compensation.
Yeah, don't be giving him that.
We'll work on it.
No.
Slowly but surely.
He's going to be showing up to a lawyer with, they said I was a cousin.
Oh, he's got real change the will face, doesn't he? Gang, it's Cousin Ian Finance.
Hey, everybody.
He's a wacky guy.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, an honor, and a privilege to be in the studio with the family. Okay. T-Bone, H. Foley, and my favorite, KJ.
Yeah, KJ.
Woo! Cage.
Cooking, KJ.
What's up, Cage?
That's a very KJ jacket.
That is a KJ jacket. Okay. Yes.
KJ Ryan, dude. Okay. KJ's sweet.
KJ in the house.
We got to get you in the studio with that Billie Eilish. Get a mixtape going.
Also, just want to say, you guys got 70 hours of footage. If Foley said that's a weekend, there's only 48 hours.
I let it slide because I don't want to be a stickler, but that's like 3 weekends.
No, I know. That's why I said a long weekend. It was a joke. We're being funny. Okay. Buddy, it's great to have you back here.
I'm so happy to be back.
All right, thanks for coming.
See you later.
The lights go on, and he gets a weird vibe to him.
What? What are you talking
about? What's
with
the cigarette?
It was a joke show, and then I thought
I see. I don't think
we're
it
already
is.
We're already flattening each other's tires.
I can't wait.
I don't think it is.
We're
going to
need a tow truck by the end of the episode.
You're going to be that guy when we're older.
What?
Walking around with the unlit cigarette.
What? You got a nicotine problem. I just saw we got tagged in. A lot of people tagged us in a post of yours. You were smoking in a fucking airport.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's a federal offense.
The airport bathroom.
And then puts it on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like one of these TikTokers.
I'm living my best
life. Jacked up by a Sky Marshal at 30,000 feet.
I had a layover in Minneapolis, long flight, didn't have a vape. What are you going to do? Can't leave the airport and come back in because of security. You go to the bathroom, you light a Bernie, you light a little toilet paper on fire, mask the smell, take a
what?
Few puffs.
Take out a security
lick
guard.
Lick it in the toilet.
Fucking Jason Bourne
yeah,
over here.
Right?
You put on a TSA guy's
fuck?
Outfit. Fueling him up for free.
Set a small fire in a trash can as a distraction.
Yes.
You go to the other terminal. God
yes.
damn, that's
calling
crazy.
Calling a bomb threat. You get on the flight first. It's all right.
I wanted to have a cigarette, so I posed as an airline pilot. Flew to Miami.
Yes.
They have a break room there.
We're going to be flying
what a fun joke about a thing that didn't happen.
Sure.
That's no, cuckoo bananas.
It's not even we're talking. I mean, you know, he posted
no, that's
it
that's on you. You posted it. So I'm fucking turning state's evidence if it comes down to me.
Listen, you rat. The whole family's fucking rats.
Listen, you big fat rat.
Listen, you fucking rat. All right? Foley's a big rat outside the union. Yeah. In front of the fucking
did that for a couple summers.
I think I told you that.
It's a good gig.
At my first Holy Communion, the guy showed up as like a fun time because my family's was so pro-union. Like we were... That the guy had it in his trunk, and as
no way.
To like play with the kids, he dressed up as the rat and started was just dancing in the backyard.
Shut
that's
up.
How fucking
you
dirt.
Had a rat dancing at your first.
I didn't think it was my uncle Jimmy who wasn't my uncle.
I didn't know you knew Foley that long.
What are you judging him? You're smoking in a luggage compartment. Fucking weasel.
Down there with the Beagles.
Check that cold in here.
Is this pressurized?
Oh, fuck. Nah, man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's not a good look. That's a dumb idea.
Let
that's up
you,
there with you guys when you steal from the airports with the candy bars. That's even worse. Not
you don't
that
steal
shit
from
off.
The airport?
No, I don't steal from
oh,
the
he
airport.
He would never get away.
What? Yeah, no. Are you kidding me? They got eyes on you the second you go to the candy aisle. I'm telling you.
I got a whole pizza.
You steal from the airport. You smoke in the bathroom.
No.
The shit house is going down. You might as well get your kicks before it goes
they
up in flames.
They will jack you up. If a fucking...
Air marshal?
Not an air marshal. They got the TSA guys.
Have
but
you
then there's another
the TSA
level
guys?
Of... Huh?
Unfortunately, listen. I have them. Talk about Bozo.
I'm not talking
yeah.
about
that's
the TSA guys.
That's the Bozo Brigade.
There's
yeah.
another level
the
above
clowns
that.
In brown.
The dudes with the guns and the fucking and the AR-15s. Yeah. One of them opens that fucking stall door,
yeah,
and you have a fucking.
Listen,
if you're lighting toilet paper on fire,
it's
you're getting fucking tacked up.
Mission Impossible, baby. I'm Bond in there. I'm in and out. I'm not sitting around smoking, reading a paper. Getting a few puffs.
Maybe make an Instagram
in the
story.
Toilet, make a couple stories, know. You know? Edit it in post.
I'm not doing live edits. I'm doing an edit on an airplane.
I got a switcher, okay? It edits itself. I'm out in 10 minutes.
Toby, can you come to JFK with me?
Toby, if I email you, could you get back to me quickly?
That's stupid. That's trashy. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
And buy a vape. It's always got to be something with you, doesn't it?
I'm not doing
you
it
forgot
on a plane.
This,
he
you
does
forgot
come
that.
With a lot of clauses, this one.
Yes, yes. Man. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You've been when you get, when you get real successful and real famous, you're going to be a problem.
What do you
he's
mean?
A problem now.
I'm a problem child,
Ian's
going
to Ian, baby.
When yeah. he has some power.
Listen, the whole world's getting fire danced.
You're... And you got financed.
You got financed, bitch.
New show.
Hey, I'm
you
just having
people
fun
for a couple of weeks.
I'm living my best life.
Yeah,
I'm
you are. I'll give
time.
You that. You're having a good time.
Thank
you're
you.
Very you.
Yes.
We had a great
very.
Time in Moon Tower.
We had a
spent
great
the
time.
Whole weekend together at Moon
Dude,
Tower.
That,
no fights, no blow-ups, just
that
a good old fashioned hang.
The best fucking weekend in the world. We hanged.
Hung.
We hung the whole time.
Yeah.
That night, walking home. We're fucking in the 7-Eleven, crying, laughing, and some stranger goes, wow, you guys really like to have fun.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot. We were... What happened? Do you remember what happened?
Dude.
I said something about Gatorade, and we lost it.
There's a half-eaten sausage in aisle 7, and we're just fucking crying.
Yeah, you
laughing.
Were drunk. I was on a sack full of mushrooms.
Ian just, Ian's eating.
I'm Ian.
You said something about the Gatorade, that they only had low-cal Gatorade. Yeah. And for some reason, that made me fall into the bread aisle.
I was looking for the high octane.
I don't know, but you left, and me and Foley are in line, and there's all these, like, toys, and finally the fat man died down, and he, like, got his shit together, wasn't laughing. We had that...
Oh, that sigh.
And dude, I squeezed this thing and it went like and we fucking died all over again. Like shaking, getting change from the cashier. It was so much fun.
That was a hoot.
It was. We went swimming in the watering hole.
Went down to the watering hole, bike ride.
Yes. Yeah. We were the biker boys, the scooting, booting. Toby's 3D 360 filming it.
That shit was fun.
Oh my God.
Yep.
What the hell
you
was
guys
that?
You guys are like Stockton and Malone over here. Jesus Christ. Talk about the fucking Iceman Square.
God,
what the fuck?
Holy shit. Damn, that balloon deflated.
Fucking Pippin and Pippin over here.
We were having a good time.
I'm not going to lie. I read the playbook wrong. I knew that was coming to me.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was a no-look pass to a no-look catch. Oh, ooh, yikes.
God, blind.
Gang, this is a family episode. We have a little bit of company. We're going to be reading your Patreon questions. Mm-hmm. As you know, you sign up for Patreon, you get a question read on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a backlog, as KJ says. But don't worry, KJ is going to get it done.
Oh, also, shout out KJ. We're going to the Menzingers, baby.
Yes, yeah. We are. We're going to see the Menzingers.
Not... Wait.
A group of us are going.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going?
Me.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
Foley.
Yes.
Toby. And Shane Torres was, but he can't now.
Cancel.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's out on tour at that Burke Kreischer.
Yes.
Ooh.
You think it'll just be a family time?
What do you mean? I'm going to try to sell it. It's a VIP thing. I'm going to try to hawk it out front.
Are you going to hawk it? Are we going to try to make a little bit of cash?
I'm going to make a little bit
of cash. Ian's going to get in on the cash?
Dude, you got to buy everybody T-shirts.
Yeah, get merch. We'll all get T-shirts.
Yeah, Menzinger's T-shirts.
Yes, I can't wait.
I
think they have a flag you could use.
Just give me the bus.
Hey, who painted your bus? Could you do my Foley? I got a co-host with a hankering for a shirt.
Anything for you, KJ.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't tell me KJ's going to be here.
KJ's everywhere.
Yeah.
Woo.
I don't know. They're probably whatever all access you can get is, yeah.
Are we going to meet the band?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
I mean,
really?
You're not anymore. Not with that.
Are they aware of this? Do they know us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll be known when I walk into their green room.
You'll be smelled for sure. He'll smell you getting off the H-ray.
Classic KJ right
yes.
there.
Classic
Holy
KJ.
Shit.
Woo!
KJ moves quick. You thought Kippy was fast.
That's good. I don't want to walk into a green room if they don't know me. I don't want to be just some bozo.
Well, you are going to be a bozo.
Because I now have an affection for these gentlemen.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're going to look great because I'm going to be crying.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man. Talk about showing up the mutants at table 9.
Can we get a picture?
Can I play drums?
Was there really an Anna? Did you really live in Philadelphia?
Don't fuck it. I'm cool to them. They think I'm cool. You guys can't ruin it.
Of course you're cool. You're KJ.
As long as they know. Yeah, of course. Yeah. What do you mean?
Nobody knows KJ's cool.
And when I go to their concerts, I wear a leather jacket. I'm just letting you know.
Is that true?
Well, I spike my hair and wear a leather jacket.
Well, they bring you.
KJ goes to concerts.
Will they bring you on stage to do something with them?
What? Oh, can you get us on stage to sing? Oh, my God.
It's not karaoke, hey, you fucking idiot.
Do you guys know any Limp Bizkit?
Can you close your third eye blind? Dude. Ian, stop.
Will they bring you on stage?
Mm-mm.
No?
Why?
What would I do on stage?
Be KJ.
Yeah. Just cage it up.
KJ.
Everybody's
chanting.
KJ.
Yeah, I like it.
KJ's going to take the leather jacket off.
Never.
I mean, all jokes is, I think it goes Harry Styles and then you right now.
Well, as KJ?
As far as like,
what,
you
guys
know,
that wear dresses?
As far as the It guys right now.
Okay. Mm. I'll take
Maybe
it.
Maybe Pattinson because he's got that Batman movie coming out.
Oh, have you ever seen Good Time?
Yeah.
He's incredible in that.
Yeah. What is this, NPR?
Jesus Christ.
Why don't you take your mustache out for a walk for a little bit while we do the show? All right, we're broadcasting here. Fucking bozo.
I wish there was an eject button I could push on Ian. Just send him up to the next floor. Bing!
Hey, guys.
You should have a show called Financed, where you move in with people and see how long they can take you living there.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty good.
I want no
free rent. I'm in.
You'd be breaking up couples. Kids would be emancipating themselves.
Yeah.
I'm fucking the dad and the mom.
Guys, mind if I squat for a while?
Can I put a glory hole in the bathroom?
Is everything in the fridge mine?
It just makes things funner. Holy shit, we got a hot one, folks.
These kids' screwballs.
You really are.
Yeah.
Those are an odd set of keys, by the way. What's that to?
Yeah, there's three forklift keys on that.
Yeah, well, part-time
how many Bobcats do you own?
Part-time I'm a janitor down at the Y.
What are those for?
My bicycle and my apartment.
What are the black ones?
Black ones, yeah.
It's like a Honda lawnmower.
This is for
that what you got, a Craftsman?
My John Deere. This is my Kryptonite. This is my Azos. It's a.
You have three locks for your bike?
No, I got an extra one just in case. And then this is my front door, my door, and a key to my friend's apartment
box.
In Seattle
what?
That I still have from 4 years
You're,
ago.
He's bad with keys. He stole bad the. He's had the bathroom key here at Tootie's for. 5 months?
Couple months.
6 months?
What was the last key for? I stepped on it with a bad joke.
You?
Yeah.
A friend of mine's in Seattle, and she no longer lives there, but it's a key to her apartment. When I was out in Seattle back in 2017.
That's not creepy.
I just never got it back to her.
What's crazy is...
That you carry it around with you.
It's crazy that it's not in the realm... It's not out of the realm of possibility that one day you'll use that key.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. I'm
A fucking. I'm not a fucking creep. I'm a fucking dude that's got ADHD. I fucking forget.
I'm a guy that's other things.
Yeah.
I'm not a creep. I'm a guy who's creepy.
Not a creep. I'm a pervert.
There's a difference.
There's a big
I'm
difference.
Deranged. Big difference.
I'm not insane. I'm crazy.
Look at him.
Yeah. All right. But I did give you back your key.
8 months later.
Also, in classic Ian fashion, he has to come in and do a bit. He opens up the door and go, hey. He goes, hey, I'm going to run to the bathroom. I got my own key, by the way.
You probably held a piss in for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I got to hold it in until it's real.
This bitch got to work. Toby offered the key. Said, keys are here. I said, don't worry. I got my own.
Not bad, Ian. Well played.
Thank you, my friend.
Well played. You're back. You're here.
Bathroom. Meanwhile, you cost me $35 with the super for a new bathroom key.
New bathroom key we had to get.
Well,
where's that coming from?
The fucking extra
KJ
men's
will take care
ticket.
Of it.
KJ's got it.
KJ don't pay for bathroom keys.
Sell that ticket high, Cage.
Yeah. All right, let's get into a couple of questions, or
yes.
at least attempt to. These always go off the rail quickly with
well,
Mr.
Let's
Fidan.
Fucking do it.
I love getting off the rail with
me
you.
Me too.
Off the rail with Finance.
Yes!
Ooh.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That's why I'm KJ.
Yes!
Copyright Antutis LLC.
Copyright Ian.
Beat you to it. Now we own you.
He's doing it like he called shotgun. Copyright Ian. Popcorn Finance.
Hey, that's my show.
Touch Black, no trade back.
I don't remember that one.
No?
Were you a big
no.
punch buggy guy?
I was getting punched.
There's not even a car.
We're in the living room.
Get off of me.
Mom, stop.
I was a big doorknob guy. Safety and doorknob. You guys play that?
Safety?
Yes.
Was that?
I still play it.
What was that? If you farted?
If
wasn't
you
that a fart,
fart
game?
You're going to say safety, and if you don't, someone calls doorknob,
and you
and
have
they
to
beat the shit out of you till you touch a doorknob.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still fart and say safety from PTSD from when I was younger.
Now, did you play that with the friends you didn't have when you were a kid?
How do you get beat up by an imaginary person?
Ever see Fight Club?
I'm kicking my ass.
Kip, let's talk about Roman.
Roman?
Let's talk about Roman. We're talking about getroman.com/garbage is what we're talking about.
Yep.
Because let me ask you this. If something was broke in the house, would you fix it?
Take care of it.
So if there's something broke inside, what are you going to do?
You got to take care of it.
You got to take care of it. Get to roman.com/garbage.
Yeah, with Roman, you get a free online evaluation for ongoing care for ED. All from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You don't need anybody in the waiting room. No one snooping around your business. Mm-mm. None of that. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process, straightforward, discreet. Like I said, no one's all up in your business. None
of
that.
It's great that they take the time to find out what's going on before they just start handing things.
They're not
out.
Just blindly writing pills. No. You got to go figure it out. If you know you need a solution for your AD and a prescription is appropriate, they will take care of it.
Nice.
So go to GetRoman.com/garbage now. You'll get a $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your OD, your ED, mm-hmm. and remember, get started today, and you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/garbage. Do it.
Yeah. Gang, let's talk about ExpressVPN.
Best in the biz, ExpressVPN.
Best in the biz. You know, talk about snooping around. You don't want people snooping around, seeing what you're doing, where you're going, this, that, the other thing. VPNs are important these days. And Express offers the best one.
When you're online, you know, what you're searching, what you're looking for, you know, you don't want everybody all up in your business. You want to be a little, play it a little close to the chest. You know
Nor
what I mean?
Should they.
But they do. They find out, then they take your information, they tell you where they sell to advertisers, where you were, what you were doing, who's this, what's he Googling, why is he at the neighbor's house, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
With ExpressVPN, it doesn't matter who your internet server provider is, ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't be seen the sites that you visit.
Nice.
Does that make sense to you?
Goddamn right it does, and I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, if you got a tail, you know what, like in the detective movies, you got a tail?
You're gunning it through the light.
Lose them.
Yeah.
Lose the tail, Johnny. Lose them. That's what ExpressVPN does.
That's what a lot of these bozos are out there. They're all tails.
It keeps your information secure, encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. So here we go, baby. To protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET, visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/garbage, and you can get an extra 3 months free
nice.
On a one-year package. That's ExpressVPN, ExpressVPN.com/garbage, ExpressVPN.com/garbage to learn more. Do it.
Yeah, do it. Protect yourself. I don't know if we've asked you that, but that's a pretty good Ian question. Did you have an imaginary friend growing up?
Yes.
Did we talk about this?
Yes.
How could we have not?
I don't know if we did, but I could. I bet all of my money.
Wait.
Absolutely.
He probably still has reunions with
him. I had an imaginary friend.
I got a dinner with my imaginary friends from high school coming up.
I got to take this phone call.
Ian, how many people are in this room right now?
I mean, the couch is full.
I brought my fan club.
The couch is... I don't know who's in the closet there.
Tony!
Come on in! Yes, I had an imaginary friend.
Did we talk
yes,
about it?
Yes, it was a deer, and yes, his name was Venatio.
What?
Yes.
You had not even a human. Man, no. What a loser.
I love animals!
You're even a loser
and
in your
animals
imagination.
Animals love me because I have a kind fucking soul.
You had an imaginary deer friend.
Yes.
Was it part human or just deer?
Just deer.
Did
he was
speak?
A deer friend.
Oh, my God. I hate him.
Cheers. Just got fun.
Did he speak English?
He spoke to me, yeah.
Really? Venatio.
Now, was this an actual deer that existed and you bonded, or you just made up a deer?
We bonded.
But I'm saying there was a deer that lived, like,
well,
in your area.
Me and my family would go camping, and I'd always, like, find, like, little... Like, there's a picture of... I found, like, a little chipmunk in a hole, and I put a bunch of rocks...
You belong under glass. Really? That's career crazy, dude.
I put a bunch of rocks around it and spelled
filled
my
it up
name
with gasoline.
In a heart and made... I spelled my name out, Ian, with rocks, and it was my little friend, and me and my parents took a... picture in front
what's
of
he up to now?
I'll send it hanging on my wall.
Well, we had him in shoot
the picture. There's a video of my dad being like, and Ian, what's the name of your friend? And I had a little speech impediment when I was younger, and I went, Venatio. And I really think I was haunted.
Man.
Yeah.
Wait, but you didn't answer. Was the deer real and you made up this relationship? Or you
how
like
crazy are
I
you?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know. I never told him about that.
You had an imaginary friend?
No. What?
That's like a natural part of childhood.
Yeah, for the loonies.
Yeah, I was doing my parents' taxes when I was like 8. I was on
He's fucking blowing up the rat in the backyard.
I was on the fast track.
KJ slid out in a members-only jacket and got to work.
Yeah, hey, what are we doing? Let's crunch some numbers.
Hey, how much?
What's the algorithm looking like, guys?
How much Freon's in the AC right now, huh? Yeah. You never had an imaginary friend.
Absolutely not.
You never.
I had a family and brothers.
I was an only child.
Okay, why are you yelling at us?
Well, because, you know.
Tough luck.
I'm taking up for my friend.
He was your beautiful deer.
I got Venatio's back.
It sounds like you're saying fellatio, by the way.
Well, which you do enjoy.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Sure.
Would the deer come into the house?
No, come on. It's an animal.
Did you see there's a viral video going around and someone has a zebra in their house?
No way.
And he's like, man, these motherfuckers got a whole ass zebra. And it's just like walking in the bedroom. It's fucking great. Called it a whole ass zebra.
I can see you doing something like that.
Oh, yeah.
The other night,
we were in Wisconsin and there were deer like next to the hotel and I was trying to walk up to him to see how close I could get without them running away. And then Attell's behind me playing the recorder. Oh,
man. Couple of lady killers.
Literally.
Wait, really?
Literally.
He's got a recorder?
Yeah, he plays the recorder on stage. Now. And I'm going, shh, let's get closer. And then I edge up a little bit and I just hear him playing the recorder and I look around and it's Attell just playing recorder at me and a bunch of deer.
Man. You two aren't on a no-fly list.
They probably are.
Skulking the airport.
Skulking around the Midwest in the evenings.
Listen, man.
Both of you dressed in all black.
I know.
Trash bags for luggage.
With a recorder. That's the most unsettling part.
I know.
That's awesome.
And I got a ukulele. I'm telling you, having an imaginary friend is a very normal thing as a child. I will concede when your imaginary friend is a deer.
Yes, that's the weird part.
Maybe not the most normal thing, but hey, I'm a unique fella.
Sure. No, hey. I agree. Yeah.
So it wouldn't come into the house with you and be in your room?
To be honest, I don't remember. I just remember playing with him in the backyard. And
shock therapy. Chased away some of the memories.
Yeah. And I remember at one point I told my family there was like a guy in the living room and he was dressed like in armor. I think I saw
your poor fucking mother.
I think,
man,
I was haunted
trying to enjoy your fucking TV dinner after a long day's work. Is somebody in the living room?
Oh, my mom,
his head spinning around while Sunday morning cartoons are on.
My mom fucking used to have Damien to put me in like a backpack when she cleaned the house, because if she turned her back on me, I'd be running around.
What?
Yeah. Not a backpack, like a little harness that attached to the back.
It's called a cage. Dude, that's insane.
That's a rambunctious kid.
I picture him on one of those sticks with the loop that they put on rabid dogs.
High energy.
They keep you at a distance.
No, my mom, dude, my mom would clean the house. They put a
collar
on
me. And she chained me up in the yard. It was a big deal.
Put me on a zip line in the backyard, you know? I was running around.
What were you like with a little piece of sugar in you when you were a kid?
I was only allowed to listen to rap for 1 hour a day because I would just run up and down the stairs screaming the lyrics. Every home movie that we had as a kid ended with me getting yelled at.
Let me ask you.
Every single one. Ends
God
the,
damn it, Ian.
Ends with the camera aiming towards the crowd going, Ian, no.
Oh, my God. He's taking it one step too far.
Yeah.
Throwing the toaster in the fish tank.
What was it about rap music that would charge you up?
I don't know, man. Something about Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer really got me going.
Let me ask you this. When you picture him as a kid, you picture him with the mustache, right?
I mean, receding hairline,
right?
Mustache.
Because that's how when I think of you as a kid, everything's exactly the same, just a smaller body.
Bad case of botulism.
Botulism?
Were you ever in the hospital for an extended period of time as a child?
Absolutely. What's the matter with you?
It was like my sleepovers.
Oh, that poor cat you're holding.
Seldom
when did that thing die?
Seldom do you catch the murderer in the act.
Well, it was.
Dude, you look like you're choking that fucking kitten out.
Yeah, it was taken away. I'm trying to find the picture of me with the little heart in the woods. But what'd you ask? Oh, if I ever went to the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah, you never did?
No.
I had an allergic reaction to a medication.
Your mom tried to poison you. Yeah, Comet will do that.
Yeah, the medication was getting my head held underwater in the bathtub.
The medication was her driving her car into a lake.
Oh,
can't believe they didn't kill you as a kid. I'm dead serious.
I know.
Oh, man. I would have thrown you in a duffel bag and tossed you over a fucking bridge on the way back from that campsite. You pulled that chipmunk bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. There's someone in the living room.
The picture with the chipmunk is so cute. Also, I used to love putting on makeup as a kid.
Still do.
Me as a clown.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
no.
Oh, dude. It looks like you blew a clown.
Jesus Holy Christ, shit.
Dude. Man, look at those dead eyes.
Who's the guy behind
He's
you?
Like a
my
shark.
Grandfather.
I thought like that a doll's
was,
eyes.
I thought that was the priest performing the exorcism.
I thought that was a court appointed.
Yeah, you can see that guy's gun and badge.
You're going to go away for a little while.
You got to post these pictures otherwise. Yeah. Holy
dude, I'm
shit.
I'm sweating. I have sweat coming out of my head. Hold on. Let me.
Was that even it. Halloween? Why were you dressed up like that?
Yeah, it was Halloween, but I also used to not dress up. Or
it,
I used to
it was
dress
Christmas?
Up like, after school, after preschool, I used to come on and put Joker makeup on because I love Batman and the Joker.
Yeah, most kids that like Batman. They don't dress up as the Joker.
Here's a video of me being Steve Urkel. In second grade.
If you're in blackface, I'm showing.
I get a video of me.
We can't take that hit. Things are going well.
I get a video
blackface,
of me falling.
Blackface, did I do that?
I get a video of me falling down and hit my head. It's cute.
Are you going to play it for us?
Yeah.
You know we're going to have to post this now. God, it looks like a horror movie.
I know.
That's found footage.
Yeah. That's real Blair Witch.
I know.
Here it comes.
Oh, he's coming back for sure.
Dude. Wait, is that your dad?
Yeah.
He definitely kicked you over. I'm telling you right now.
He was trying to grab
No, he wasn't. He was trying to fucking get rid of you.
The fix was in.
Here, ready? Just listen.
Oh.
The video ends.
Dude, you are fucking...
You are Hall of Fame crazy.
Hall Man. Of Fame, baby. Hall of Fame.
All right, stop looking at the... You start crying in a minute.
All right.
Couple more.
Put your phone away.
I'm trying to find the... Oh, here's a picture of me in makeup.
Who's on the left?
Who's the guy on the right?
My cousin.
What the fuck? Let me see. Oh, I'm sorry.
We were being Madonna.
Well, you missed the mark.
I thought she was a puppet. Dude, what
I thought it was one of those porcelain dolls.
Dude, I had the best fucking childhood up until a certain point.
Not on paper, I can tell you that. All right, let's go. Let's
what kind of life
questions.
Did you guys live? Huh?
I mean, yeah, I'm not. I'd be an asshole if I never said I put my mom's lipstick on.
Oh,
yeah, there it is.
I've dabbled in the rouge department
there
a little bit.
There it is.
A blouse with a nice set of shoulder pads in it.
Out.
My dad never tried to kick me down a flight of stairs, though, I can tell you that.
Well, you know, there was no kick. He was trying to stop the little horse from falling back.
Yeah.
I'll find the little picture, and you guys will ooh and all at how cute it is.
All right, we'll do it later. Let's get into some questions here. Come on.
All right.
We got business to do here.
You want to see a dick pic?
No.
Oh, all right, sorry.
Yours or your girl's?
Up.
Yeah, I mean, this is cute? Just a normal picture, Ian.
But that's the chipmunk, his home.
Oh. Who are these poor people you rolled
that's
in?
Just, that's
my parents.
That's your mom?
That's your mom?
That's my mom.
Pretty tight.
Yeah. That's my dad.
Get your hairline from your dad, I see.
Oh, well, you know, hey, it's a compliment.
Me
He's
too.
A handsome fella.
Yeah.
I know. My mom, you know, well, what can you do?
Okay.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Nothing. But look at that happy family. Isn't that nice?
Man.
I was raised with so much love, and they let me be a little freak.
Sure.
Splinter.
Well, you see where that gets you. So. And now here we are.
Now you're talking about going to the movies with imaginary friends.
Yeah.
Fred is
Can
real.
My deer come to the concert?
You got a ticket for Venatio?
He's a killer in a mash pit. Yeah.
He knows all the lyrics.
Okay.
I can't believe you guys never had imaginary friends.
Yeah, no. I think we might have talked about this before with
you.
Well,
you guys had siblings.
Yes,
yeah.
And cousins
yes.
And friends.
I didn't. I had friends. I had cousins, but there was a lot of alone time. Mm-hmm. It's a very only child thing to have. Quit laughing at me.
Did your room lock from the outside?
Of course.
Did it? Had a piece of wood that they pulled down.
No. They didn't need to. I was chained to the bed.
Were you ever?
That radiator
no,
was in there.
No, I wasn't.
They didn't tie you down at night?
No.
Definitely there was some tests done at some point, I would have to assume.
I had a key to the lock.
There was some tests done on you at some point in your childhood, I would have to assume.
For ADHD, yeah.
Probably. Yeah, they put on Ice Ice Baby, and they're like, yeah, he's got it.
do the MC Hammer test.
He just comes, like, he comes screaming out. Can't touch his thing.
Yes, Mrs. Finance, he's ripe with it.
I don't know what it is, but this kid's got it.
They call it Skittles disease.
Oh, God.
Can we get started here?
What
is wrong with you?
I don't know. KG?
KJ.
Get it right, bozo. Oh, look at him when he's got glasses on. Look at me.
Oh, man. Holy shit.
What?
Ah, there you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back.
Don't take those off again, please.
It's a family show.
We'll have to play
He's scaring away the sponsors. We're going to lose Helix. So who called you? I think it was Akash called you a Guess Who character.
The picture you're peeking out of the back window of a van.
Are his eyes both sunken and bulging?
He didn't like that.
Oh. Why don't you just worry about your little buttons back there, all right? Huh, pal?
Hey, button boy.
Yeah.
Your buttons.
Worry about your buttons. That's cutting.
I'll stay on the buttons, my bad.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Can we conduct some business here?
This
yes,
one,
yes, right. Yes. Ruin the fun. Let's get back to the fucking business.
All right, well, yeah, that'll be
show us
fun.
More family vacation photos.
Yeah, I know, right?
You may be right.
Hey, let's review the four pictures you have as a family. It's in here somewhere.
And who has that shit on their phone like readily like that?
Me.
Man.
You guys don't?
No.
Look at family photos of
at home when I'm home.
Well, sometimes you get home
with
homesick.
Real people.
Well, sometimes you don't have them in your life.
Okay.
I got to be ready to kill a vibe at any moment.
Yeah, let's get back to the fun, talking about my sad childhood. Can we please...
It was a good, fun childhood!
Can we please get back to the two vacations we took? Where I played with a chipmunk that I probably killed minutes later.
You guys want to see a video of fireworks?
Camping, too. Big spenders, huh?
You never went camping?
No, I never went camping
Dude,
as a
we
kid.
We should do a camping trip.
I would
That's
do.
That's fun.
I would. I would go do like one of those like drive and park ones. I don't want to hump it out an hour to the woods.
Nah,
That's fun. But the drive and park's fun. Also, get a charter boat, go fishing, have the captain show you where the fish are. You get a bunch of rockfish.
Yeah, I'm big on that.
Oh, dude, this is gonna be a fun summer.
Yeah, okay.
We haven't made any plans.
First of all, yeah. There's been no plans since November.
You tried to get us to plan to go to see Ghost Sources with you, and we iced you on that.
Well, first I tried to get you to go to Ben's, but now I'm just
like, yeah, that's right.
Fucking diet your order and bacon from the kosher deli.
Ian's come in and had 9 pitches so far.
I did.
What are you doing for the New York Comedy Festival? Can I get in on that?
When are you guys flying down to Skankfest?
You asked me that question?
What, when you're flying?
I'll plan the camping trip.
Okay, I'll go.
Yes.
If it ends up being me and you, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
No. <it's>
And I'm driving.
Dude,
you, him, and Velveeta.
I was just going to say, you, me, and Venatio.
Venatio. Oh,
I'd still rather.
Of course, it's Velveeta from the Fat Man.
I'd still rather bunk with the deer in that one. Hey, listen, me and the deer are going to stay in the car.
Take it easy with the deer. He gets a little hoofy.
I want to see the look on your face when you realize the deer is real. He's laying in bed smoking next to you.
It's just some guy with antlers on.
So where are you from originally?
Can I bum one of those cigs?
How do you know Ian?
Wait, can you see me? KJ, you're on one today, boy. Ooh,
man.
Holy fuck.
Isn't it crazy? This is our job. This is wild. I love it.
Gang, this podcast is brought to you by the good people at BetterHelp. Mm-hmm. All right. We love this sponsor.
They're great.
Okay. We're both becoming self-aware of self-care, of taking care of ourselves.
Some more than others.
I'm currently in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kippy just got a haircut. BetterHelp is a top-notch organization.
Yeah, they assess your needs, and they match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. They're a big thing. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It's professional counseling done securely online. So instead of going sitting in a therapist's office like you used to have to do, waiting in the waiting room, you hear the guy before you crying, or they can hear you crying, whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that. You do it. You can log in anytime, anywhere, send a message to your counselor. It's easy peasy. You'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can sign up for weekly, monthly, you know, whatever recurring, you know.
It's good stuff.
Whatever recurring date you need.
Take that step.
Visit betterhelp.com/garbage. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. One more time, special offer for all you Garbage listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/garbage. Do it!
Yes. Talking about Ladder.
Love Ladder.
Turning the insurance game upside down.
On its head.
And I respect it.
Yeah.
Term life insurance, something you really got to look into, and the good people at Ladder can help.
Yeah. Before Ladder, you'd have to, if you wanted to get life insurance, you got to go drive across town, sit in some bozo's office with a bad toupee. He's sweating. You got to talk to him, get a sales pitch, ton of paperwork, wait 6 to 8 weeks to find out if you were even approved. Not no more. Now with Ladder, you get fast, affordable term life insurance without ever leaving home. It's 100% digital. When you apply for $3 million or less in coverage, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork.
Nothing like that.
Easy peasy. So nice. If you're between the ages of 20 to 60, you need coverage, and you want to team up with a company that's redefining life insurance, choose Ladder.
There you go.
Guys, do it. It's easy peasy. Go to ladderlife.com/garbage today to see if you're instantly approved. That's Ladder, L-A-D-D-E-R, life.com/garbage. Ladderlife.com/garbage. Now back to the show.
As much as I don't want to ask this, I want to get to the questions.
Sure.
I have to know. You got to give me a little bit more backstory about the deer. Was it from this planet? Did you have your own language?
Dude, I was like 4 years old. I loved animals. I was an only child, so I had an imaginary friend. It just so happened to be a deer.
Would it go with you places?
Only at night. No, I'd play with them in the backyard. I'd ask for extra food for Venatio and fucking, you know, little kid shit.
Wow.
Ask another guest if they ever had OnlyFans? If they had OnlyFans. If they had imaginary friends.
Okay, yeah, we will. That's going to be another
I think we might have talked about it with a couple of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing is screwball. I mean,
there aren't a lot of comics that were only children.
An imaginary friend isn't something that's out of the realm, but it's usually a human. It's a deer. Yes.
It's like Gary or Bill.
But it's also like an imaginary like pet. If you don't have a pet,
I see what you know? I see. But you picked a deer.
Were you not? You weren't allowed to
or
have
the deer
pets,
picked
right?
You.
I love nature. What?
Were you allowed to have pets as a child?
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got fighting. Right, take it away, KJ.
Let's get to the goddamn questions here.
All right, this one, home run, never thought of it. I mean, we've been doing this a long fucking time, right? Long time. This one's never crossed our radar on the 172 episodes we've done or whatever. This is from Mike on the Patreon. Do you share a driveway with another house?
Whoa!
Talk about a grand slam.
I might have brought that up a while ago.
I'd never heard that.
Because my brother used to have that.
His family
didn't
house.
Have that.
No.
No. You don't have driveways or trailers.
This kid's all crowd work.
Woo!
What do you do How again for a living?
Home run of the question, though.
Yeah.
Home run of the question.
I don't remember that. My brother at his old house had a connecting. There was because it was up a hill. Remember you dropped me off at that house? There's a real steep hill up his driveway. Hill.
Okay.
And the neighbor, before he moved there, the neighbor's... had connected it so you could like loop kind of.
Okay.
But that became a big thing and he got in a big fight with his neighbors over that.
What, were so they driving?
That's a question in of itself. Did you fight with neighbors?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Are you currently in a beef with a neighbor? Oh, yeah, yeah. We've talked about it.
Or an imaginary deer.
Have you ever gone hoof to hoof with a deer?
We broke up in third grade.
I cover myself in piss so it comes near me.
No, don't they come near you? They're attracted to it, I think.
I think it's got to be deer piss.
Because they sell
that. Can't be anybody's piss.
Well, if we need some, we know who to go to.
One-stop shop.
Explain this driveway situation to me. No, I don't remember this. What do you mean they had a connector?
So, yeah, like, what are you talking about? His driveway and his neighbor's driveway, instead of both being on, like, the right side of the house, mm-hmm. they were next to each other, uh-huh. and they were both really steep.
Okay.
So his neighbor, at one point, I guess, before he moved in there, the two people lived there for, like, 20 years or whatever,
uh-huh.
and the guy's wife couldn't back down the driveway, I guess, because it was so steep.
So she would pull in,
so
and
she
then...
would loop. She would pull into her driveway. Then there was like a connector, and she would loop down my brother's driveway
up top.
Yeah,
and she'd loop around so top, she could
drive straight down, but my brother's driveway.
And he didn't like that.
No, he was fine with it, but then he would. Sometimes they would block it because they had two or three cars.
Okay,
and then he came out. The neighbor came out and yelled at my brother's wife, I believe.
For using cars in his own driveway?
Yeah, of being like, you can't park here because my wife can't get down. And that was the
Tell
last
your wife
thing
how
my
to
brother needed to hear.
Back into a drive. He's like, what?
Yeah, my brother was like, hey, listen, if you can get through, I'm by all means, please use it. So, but we're not changing where we park so you can.
Well, take her to a fucking parking lot. Teach her how to back up.
Yeah.
Dumb
broads.
What is this nonsense?
You know what I mean?
Female drivers, no survivors, huh?
Man, you flipped the switch real
quick,
didn't you?
Hey.
Holy shit.
Ian mm-hmm. Soprano, relax, will you?
Well, let me tell you something. You talk about my boy Venatio, shit's going to happen. Huh?
Yeah. When I was born, we lived in the Northeast, and that was a shared driveway. There was like two, they were downhill into the house because the house.
What?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a driveway separated by a fence?
Like right next to the driveway? What was your driveway looking like?
We had a
chain link fence in the front yard is a
tough
look.
Yeah.
The toughest.
Yes.
If your house has a chain link fence around it,
it's a real jailhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There better be a cemetery on either side.
Especially if you don't.
Right? That's what
or a pit bull.
Especially if you don't keep the grass clean, if you got grass coming up the chain link fence.
Oh.
Garbage.
What did you have growing up?
Regular
driveway, regular driveway.
And then
12-foot wall and a guard tower.
They're playing Hammer again.
They shot Venetio.
Deer down. Deer down. We had a regular driveway. Neighbor had a driveway next to us. And there was a long patch of grass, and there was like an apple tree in between it.
Aww. Oh, that really? Would you pick the apples?
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah.
I did a really good job.
I knew you were going to say that.
I did. It'd
be great if none of this was true.
Yeah. For sure isn't. It was just a mouse on a wheel. If you zoom into his head.
Grew up in a home.
You're on the street since age of four.
We had an apple tree and a lemon
You're the
tree?
Joe Dirt of Delaware.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Joe Dirt. Great movie. Great guy.
I grew up in Silvertown.
Yeah. I had a meteorite as a friend.
They probably tried to leave you at that campground. They just couldn't get away fast enough. Quick, he's making the rocks. Let's go.
My first runner. He's making the rocks. I used to go rock picking.
Did you have a rock tumbler? I had one of those.
What's a rock
tumbler? It's real bad. I think we might have talked about it.
We have.
Yeah.
What is that?
You like try to polish your own stones. Or say it was tough.
Yeah, I get my stones polished all the time, pal. Okay? Huh?
You saw it as a business opportunity. You were looking to get into the jewelry business.
That's a KJ move.
That's a KJ move.
Little KJ with a fat head and one of those little eye things.
I was already bald.
Moving fine stones in Antwerp.
I'm wearing a bad blazer. Trying to push diamonds on the other kids.
You're appraising your mom's wedding ring.
Yeah. Hey, give me a 25.
You got a Fugazi.
Yeah. I was just.
You know what you did. You know what you did.
Fake ice.
A stone tumbler. What?
A rock tumbler. So you would put like a beat up.
It's
like
fucking nerd shit.
Yeah, it's nerd shit.
That's why I don't know. I wasn't a fucking nerd.
What are you talking about, apple trees?
Cool as hell.
Did you say you were trying to talk to deer like 3 days ago? Why, a tailplate recorder? That's not the coolest scene you've painted.
Yeah, you had a speech impediment that stopped you from naming your dog after a Ghostbusters character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun story.
Yeah, I wouldn't label it as cool. Do you think you're a cool guy now? Do you think you've always been a cool guy? When do you think you got cool?
Well, I think that...
when Dave showed me for the first time.
Zip it, Buttons.
Buttons. Buttons is all right. We got two new nicknames. KJ and Buttons.
Woo!
Do me next.
KJ. Not enough Viagra in the world.
KJ.
I'd have to boof it.
Holy shit. I think cool is doing whatever you want, not caring what other people think.
That's what
a dork would say.
Yeah.
That's what?
That's what a nerd would say.
No, shut
I don't
up.
Need other people to think
shut
I'm cool.
Shut up, fucking PacSun shirt.
Polaroid.
Yeah, you probably got it in the Pacific somewhere.
No, I got it off Saks
fucking
Fifth Avenue.
Fucking Zoomies.
No, off Saks Fifth Avenue.
Really?
Classy.
Shop at Saks.
The PacSun would have hit, but it was too wordy. I appreciated it, though.
All right.
I didn't laugh at it, but at the time I was like, it's cute.
All right.
Just letting you know.
Take it easy, Professor.
Is that it, Professor?
No.
Professor Buttons and KJ. It's pretty good.
That sounds like a detective agency run by cats.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
It sounds like we're up for adoption.
You can't split them
if
up.
If you come down to Union Square today, you can have Buttons, the Professor, and KJ.
You guys sound like imaginary friends I had growing up.
Venatio, we start a band. The finances.
Ooh, we should ban Foley from talking. Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
That was terrible. That.
Buttons is loving it.
Shout out to our producer extraordinaire, Sprinkles. Ladies and gentlemen.
It was just such a quick rip on the nothing. You pulled the parachute stepping out
Woo!
Of the plane.
Halfway out. Shoots hit the helicopter blades. Woo!
I did something that was pretty trashy. You made me think of it a couple nights ago. What? I went down for a Bernie at the house. I had a bottle of water with me, and I put the bottle of water down. Then went back upstairs. Maybe like 2 hours later, I came back out, and the water bottle was still there, and I drank out of it.
Oh,
whoa!
Never would
no.
I do
it
that.
It was open, too.
No.
I don't what? Know what I was thinking.
You left it closed? You come back open?
No,
and
I,
you
left
drink
it,
it.
I left it open.
Oh.
Oh, no
I will
way.
Say, though.
No way.
I will say, I leave my water in my water holder on my bike.
Really?
Yeah. Leave my water bottle on my bike.
That's all bonkos to
come
me.
Come back.
Foley, you got any water on you?
Yeah, I do.
What are you working with over there, bud?
Club soda.
Oh, just a tiny little normal-sized club soda?
You talking about the fucking big boy?
What?
Is that what you want?
What? What?
Why didn't you get the big one?
Yeah, why does that look like a...
Looks like, one. A, looks like a regular size soda in my hand.
What the fuck?
It's like when Andre the Giant holds a beer.
Does that have times when you're supposed to drink on
yes.
there?
Yes.
Like when you're relearning how to shop with a head injury?
Shop?
Yeah, when they're like, okay, you're at the grocery store and you spend $1.50 on sugar. And then you need to get an apple.
You got a lot of balls, buddy.
Yeah, I do. They're fucking nice and big. You want to see them? Huh? You could be so lucky.
He turns quick, doesn't
I know.
He,
turns into a bad Italian character.
Yeah, they're putting the screws to me. I got to fucking... I got to do a gallon. Doing a gallon of water a day for the next week to get really hydrated.
And 2 gallons of Mountain Dew.
You got to dilute the dew.
I got to cut this water somehow. 2 parts dew, 1 part water. Boss KJ's all over my shit.
It's the Lord's fentanyl. Wait, let me see that fucking bottle.
People have them.
Wait, I don't think we have flood insurance yet. I got to make sure the premium's paid.
Foley carries around a fucking fire hydrant wherever he goes.
That come with a Dalmatian?
Oh, my God. Does that come with straps put on your back?
Yeah, it tells you when you do it every 2 hours.
Put a goldfish in there.
Good morning. Hydrate yourself. Remember your what? Remember your goal.
Remember your goal.
Chugging.
Keep chugging.
You're not fat. You're big boned.
Hey, ditch this and get a burger, will you? At 3 p.m., it starts talking to you.
Don't do this. You'll die soon.
Who are you kidding? At 2 o'clock?
Come on. You know you want one.
That's funny.
Oh, fuck.
Very, very funny.
All right, let's run through a couple more here.
You're
this is from
it,
Lee.
Professor.
Haven't had the professor. Haven't had one read yet. At any point, did you ever have a belt clip for your flip phone?
Yeah, I used to work construction.
Oh, yeah. You used to come around to the open mics, I think, with that. Would that make sense?
You remember that?
What?
His weird construction
career.
How long was that? What did you do? I just remember you had a tool belt in the trunk of your car.
It was in the Village People.
Fucking showing up to parties. Sidekick.
I remember seeing that for the first time. You had a legit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I used to keep all my tools in my trunk.
Yeah, but it was weird. It was like a shitty Honda Accord or something like that.
Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shitty Honda Accord.
200,000 miles on that thing. God bless.
Where were you working construction? You were doing like handyman stuff.
Back in Delaware, yeah.
Man, could you imagine him coming in to redo your kitchen?
I tore out and put up all drywall.
Poops in your bathroom.
In Bartley's old house. I drywalled his whole ceiling in his house.
Really?
Yeah, in his bedroom.
What'd you charge him for it?
Made out pretty nice.
I told him to run it through homeowners.
Yeah.
I used imaginary drywall, too.
Venatio handles my accounts.
He's my estimator.
That's about $2 million in
here. So how much do I owe you? You're going to have to take it up with the deer.
Hey, listen, it's $14 million in 2 Salt Licks. Do you got that on you? My partner here loves apples, if you got them. Man, you stink.
I'll need a deposit of 3 carrots.
And 3 ounces of deer urine. Oh my God, you are a bozo.
Just give me some antlers he can rub up.
You know any female deer? Venatio hasn't been laid in a while.
Doe, a deer.
Ian's there with the 2 fucking antlers. Never got it out. Never mind.
Oh, hey, KJ, you've been on fire.
KJ,
the whole
cut that it's out. Right. Will you, T-Bone? Yeah. Hey, Buttons.
KJ,
hey, Buttons.
Coming at us with a B side, huh?
Hey, I was working on some new stuff. You know what I mean? It's a free show. You want the high heat, you buy the Patreon. That's like the weekends. Treat that like a corporate gig, you know? Oh, shit.
God.
This one I would probably assume, this is from Chris, ever order the chili as the chili at Wendy's?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
You ever do the baked potato at Wendy's?
You're goddamn fucking
right.
You
ever do the fish filet during Easter at Wendy's?
You're goddamn right. Forget about Easter all the time.
That good Alaskan cod. Mwah.
Ooh.
Mwah.
Let me tell you something.
This is my mother's brajol.
Those baked potatoes.
Your mother's brajol?
From the sauce.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's her dick, but
with the
sure.
gravy. You don't talk about my mother that way.
It's almost like you've never seen an Italian before.
No, I can't.
You're like an alien trying to do an Italian.
I don't know if he's trying. I don't know if he's doing it bad to be funny or if it's he's.
Yeah, I'm being serious when I act Italian.
No, I know you're not.
Okay, here. What? Do a couple lines, serious scene, if you had to play in a, like an Italian mobster in a movie. So do it serious, though.
Give me a line.
You got to improvise it.
We're going to, okay, you ready? We're going to raid the factory tomorrow night around 9. Get some guys together. That's the line. Raid the next!
Someone with more hair, please.
Tomorrow night around 9, we're raiding the fucking factory. You in? We got to get some guys. You Butts, Vinesh.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Hey, I loved you in the Many Saints at Newark, huh?
These fucking guys over
hey,
here.
Hey, Judy Dench,
my King Russ.
Dame Ian Finance.
That's my nickname, Dame.
Oh, there you go. Now we all got one.
Woo!
Dame the Professor.
We got KJ, we got the Dame, the Professor, and Buttons.
That's it, wrap it.
Gang, we love you. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Woo!